Good morning, Mayor. Good to have Shabbos, everybody. Tomorrow we have the privilege of reading Parshas Pirkei Kosai. This is Shabbos Chazak. We are finishing the Sefer of Vayikra. There are, according to the Chinuch, 12 mitzvos in Parshas Pirkei Kosai, 7 positive and 5 restrictions. I'd like to just begin by the last mitzvah, or the last two, having related to the mitzvah of Ma'aser Behema. What's that all about? That is the Jewish farmer, annually, in the month of Elul, he would take the animals that were born to him that year, put them in a corral, and have a narrow exit way, as the Gemara in Menachos 58b tells us. He would pass them through one at a time till he counts 1, 2, 3, till he gets to number 10. The number 10, he takes a whip. He's not going to whip the animal. He's going to give it a love tap with a little bit of a dye on its back, so he'll know that this is the 10th, and this is what he's going to bring to Yerushalayim. He's going to be the beneficiary. He can eat them in Yerushalayim, share it with others who are in a state of purity in Yerushalayim. But listen carefully, everybody. The idea is that the key thing, says the Chinuch in Mitzvah 360, is to bring the people as often as possible to Yerushalayim, that they should rub shoulders with the Sanhedrin, they should rub shoulders with the Kohanim. They should experience the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. Now, interestingly, I'd like to take this mitzvah, and by the way, Rav Pam and others suggest very beautifully, like, what's going on here? So the Torah, in its brilliance, is basically saying to Mr. Farmer, 1 for you, 2 for you, till he gets to number 9 for you. Once he's got 9 for you, then it's a lot easier to give the 10th one to the Beis Hamikdash, to bring him to Yerushalayim. Now I'd like to tie this point in very powerfully with 2 psukim in the Tochacha. On the one hand, the Tochacha, which constitutes the first half of the parsha, is the Tochacha found in the book of Vayikra, shorter than the Tochacha found, the rebuke and punishment found in, or I should say reward and punishment first. If you're going to observe Torah, you're going to be rewarded. And if we're going to, unfortunately, go away from the special life that we were commanded to live, the life of Torah, then we're going to suffer the consequences. So, within the suffering of the consequences, and please take out the Chumash, go to chapter 26, and I'd like to do 2 psukim with you. The first pasuk is pasuk 32, whereby the Torah says, and the Torah promises, very important, Vashimosi ani es ha'oretz. What does that mean? Literally, I will make the land desolate. Now, look at the Rashi together. It says Rashi, Zumi da tova li Yisrael. This is good news for the Jewish people. What's that? Shlo yimtzu'u oyevim. All your enemies throughout Jewish history who are going to be on the land, Your enemies will never find nachas ruach pe'artzam. They will never find a sense of satisfaction, or even, forgive me, existence in your land. The land is going to be deplete of the Jewish people. But all your enemies that come to Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to try to make a go of the land. They're going to try to grow wheat. They're going to try to grow vegetables. They're going to try and try. And guess what? The land will not produce for them. Now pinch yourself, everybody. We have been privileged to see this promise come true. Take a look. Take out. I know your table is going to get a little bit crowded, but be proud of the fact, who's coming to dinner? The Navi Yechezkel. Go to chapter 36. I'll make it easy for you. Go to Pasuk 8. Yechezkel. If you're good with the Hebrew, wonderful. You need the English? Wonderful. What does Yechezkel say? Yechezkel prophesies to the mountains of Israel, saying that the branches are going to come, is going to be filled with fruit for my people Israel who are coming home. Commensurate, and pinch yourself once again. You're going to get black and blue, I'm sorry. But we've seen this in our lifetime. I mean it. You should dance in the shul. The Gaboyim might not let you do it in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Oy, I wish you could say you didn't set to dance. Why are you dancing? Because for 2,000 years, the land did not produce for anybody. And now, guess what? Over 6 million Kinyirbu Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael, and the land is producing. How do you explain it? There's one way to explain it. It's called Vayikra, chapter 26, Pasuk 32. And now, I'd like to go back to Pasuk 31, whereby HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ouch, Vashimosius Migdashechem. What does that mean in the middle of the Pasuk? I will make your sanctuary, the Beis HaMikdash, I can't even say the word, is going to be once again desolate. Now what does that mean in simple English? It means there's not going to be a functioning Beis HaMikdash. But take a look, my friends, just as in 32, Hashem said no one is going to be able to really make a go of it, so too the Mokom HaMikdash is waiting for us. Now, let's understand something. Last night, we counted 38 in the Omer. We are getting there. Getting where? To the holiday of Shavuos. Now, everybody knows what Shavuos? Cheesecake, okay, I won't give you a hard time. What Shavuos? We're going to do some learning. I won't give you a hard time. Now listen carefully. Open up the Rambam. Oh, yeah, yeah, your table is getting full. And we're probably not finished yet. Open up the Rambam to the very first halacha of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the laws of the Beis HaMikdash. What does the Rambam write? There's a positive mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. For what reason? Number one, Makrivim bo korbanos, to bring korbanos. So remember, we are pining for the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem is keeping it and waiting it for us for the purpose of bringing korbanos. V'chogigin elov, and we celebrate there shalosh pamim bashana, three times a year, right? Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Now let me ask you, everybody, how many days is Shavuos? And you're going to tell me one day. In Eretz Yisrael, you're right. We in Chutz La'aretz observe it 2 days. But guess what? Really, as the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, and as the Orch Sameach and the Rambam explains this, Shavuos is really 2 days. What does that mean? Sorry, not 2 days. Watch. Shavuos is 1 day in Eretz Yisrael and 2 days by us to satisfy that which the Torah says regarding Shavuos and Parshas Amor, which we had just 2 weeks ago, where the Torah says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you ought to count 50 days. And we are, Baruch Hashem, counting each and every day to Kabbalas HaTorah. But on the other hand, in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah says over there, not count days, but Shiva Shavuos Tisperlach. You shall count 7 weeks. According to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos is a holiday of 7 days. Not that 7 days you can't do malacha. You can work after in Eretz Yisrael the first day, after us the second day. But what does it mean as a Yom Tov for 7 days? All Israel had to bring korbanos on Shavuos. Not everybody can bring it in one day in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the answer? The answer is you had 7 days, and that's why many Batei Knesios don't say Tachanun for 7 days after Shavuos. So listen carefully now. I want one more thing. I know your table is crowded, but I want you to bring to the table a Tehillim, and I want you to turn to Tehillim Kuf Chaf Beis 122. Now, if I say it's a beautiful Tehillim, you're going to say, Yudin, they're all beautiful, and you're right. But this talks to us, and I want you to, if you have a parish of the Malbim, fine. If not, trust me, I'm going to share with you the beautiful Malbim on this Pasuk. And this is all in anticipation of the Pasuk, Hashimosi Es Megdesheichem, our pining for the Beis HaMikdash, our observing Shavuos with the krechts, our observing Shavuos that we're saying wherever we are, in any place all over the world, and even in Eretz Yisrael, we're missing something, and that is the Beis HaMikdash. So listen to what David says in Tehillim 122. Shir Amalos to David, Somachti, wow, I rejoiced, I am so happy. But Umrim Li, Beis Hashem Deilech, that they say, guess what? We're going to the house of Hashem. Now watch. Omdo soyu raglayim, immobile. We stood our feet, bishorayich Yerushalayim, within your gates of Yerushalayim. Now what's the significance of Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim abinuya, the built-up city of Yerushalayim, ki'ir, like a city, shechubra lo yachdov. Literally, that's united together. Says the Malbim on this, on these psukim, a beautiful Malbim, and that is as follows. He compares the Jewish nation to a body, and the body needs all of its parts. And who are the parts of the body of Israel? The 12 tribes, the people of Israel. We are the body of the Jewish people. Now watch. Now, Yerushalayim is Ir Shechubra, a city that unites, Lechaber, to unite, is what brings all the Jews together. There's only going to be one Beis HaMikdash, not a Litvisha, not a Hasidisha, not a Sephardi, not an Ashkenazi. One Beis HaMikdash is going to unite all Jewry. And when we are all together, listen carefully, I'm quoting the Malbim, Leo's Guf Shalem. That makes us one body in a very literal sense. Yocho bo ruach hachayim, v'nefesh hamaskeles, v'nefesh velokis. We are now ready. The body needs the soul. And just as we find in chapter 2 of Bereishis, Hashem creates a body of man. Vayipach be'apav, and he blows into his nostrils. Ruach Chaim, says the Malbim, whoa, hine beis Hashem animtza bo, the house of Hashem, the beis HaMikdash, which is the pasuk that we're working on. Vashimosi es migdashechem, this week's parsha, in Bechukosai, so Yerushalayim, listen carefully now, once we are together, then we can accept Beis Hashem HaNimtza Bo, the house of God, the Beis HaMikdash, Bimheira, Sheyibon HaMikdash. This is what is Hakli Amechin. This is the vessel, the Beis Hamikdash, that prepares the Gvi, or the body. What's the body? The Jewish people. Not the Jewish people, the united Jewish people. What unites us? Yerushalayim. Like we have in the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni. Come to Yerushalayim. Why? You're going to rub shoulders with Sanhedrin. You're going to rub shoulders with the Kohanim. You're going to rub shoulders with Kedusha in Yerushalayim. Whoa! And therefore, what's happening over here? The Nefesh HaElokis Shebah. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be... Take a deep breath, everybody. This is it. This is what is going to give us our chiyus. So as we prepare for Shavuos, as we count days, as we count weeks, we should realize there's much more to Shavuos than cheesecake. Forgive me. There's even more to Shavuos than you're learning Shavuos night. To prepare for Shavuos, it has to be like... It says in the beginning of chapter 19 in Shmos, when they come to Sinai, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor, Israel encamped as an individual. And Rashi says so beautifully, Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, like one person, like one body, because we were united for the purpose of receiving the Torah. Whoa, this is part of our Avodah. The Mirz Hashem, between now and Shavuos, remember, the Ari Zal would say, before you start your Shachris every morning, say, Hashem, I accept upon myself the mitzvah to love every Jew. The more united we are as a people, the less that, thank God, divides us. And it shouldn't be, lo aleinu, a melchama in Eretz Yisrael that unites us. But even that, on the pasuk, in this kapitel, in kapitel kuf chav beis, in pasuk beis, omdos hoyu raglayim, bishorayach Yerushalayim, when we stood in Yerushalayim, the Gemara in Makos says, this is what helps us on the battlefield when we are united as a people and chas v'sholom, not divided as a people. This is what helps us on the battlefield. Yehi ratzon, we take upon ourselves that I should, v'yahavto l'riacha kamocha, I love all Jews. And this is what we have to work on as we complete the sphira, counting each and every day towards the holy Yom Tov of Shavuos. Taking this opportunity to wish everybody a Shabbat Shalom Umavorach. Wow, Shabbat Chazak, 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 V'nis Chazek.